Yeah. Oh, wow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this awesome soundstage we got going on here. It's Totally Local Podcast, and as you know, we're always covering local businesses, colorful characters. Today, we have one and the same, both happening in the same person in one building. Here we go. Mark Ilya,
Long Branch Distillery. Hello. Glad to be back. Thank you.
Man, this is great. This building is awesome.
Thank you. We hope everybody gets to see it soon.
Yeah, very
excited
soon.
After opening in February to our parlor, we call it, and tasting room up front. We were, as everybody knows, shut down on the 15th, but we're here, and we have bottles, and we have cocktails to go, and we're just making the best of it like everybody else.
Aaron, I was here in February.
As a matter of fact, I think that tab is still open.
There. we'll wipe it out with this video. Make sure we get enough shares and likes to make sure we're good here. But you know, Mark joined us last week at the windmill for our 4th of July.
Anything edition. For free fries.
You know, I traded him French fries for alcohol. And this week, I think we're just here for the alcohol, and you know, life is good.
Worked out for me. I'm hosting a podcast, so and here we are. Aaron, what's up, man? How's it going?
Everything's good. Did you notice I got a haircut today?
I'm a little jealous.
I saw on Facebook. I got 20 likes on Facebook.
Got my locks cut. I had 20 likes when you saw it. It's definitely got up since then.
No, it was 20 just now. I just checked.
Yeah,
he's tough. He makes me want to drink. But I feel I feel fresh. I lost 5 pounds of hair. So it's good. I think you're next.
I need that. I had a client yesterday say, like, on the Zoom call, he's like, "Wow, you look like Jesus." I'm like, "Oh, well, bless you."
Well, that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I need to get
you look like a dead man.
Yeah, you came back. Laura Allen needs to get in touch with me. She usually cuts my hair. Epic shouts to her and her epically funny husband Taylor Allen. They've been on the show before. Man, it's been a crazy ride. Now, I had to have my wife explain to me yesterday, because I'm reading on Twitter, and as we all know, Twitter is the first place to go for factual information that's very unbiased. So I went on there, and they're saying, like, Governor Murphy's saying, you know, you're in public now. If you're outside, you got to wear a mask. And I'm like, this is crazy. People were outraged, all this stuff, and my wife was like, no. You have to do that if you're outside and you're too close and you don't feel, you know, comfortable or something. It's not like if you're going out to get your morning paper off of your driveway, you know, it's not like, you know, the feds are going to come and tackle you just for that. So, I mean, there's a lot of sensationalism going on with that. A lot of businesses want to open up. We talked about it a little bit last week, I think, with like DJs. Was it like DJs and what was the other bar that really kind of made people?
Donovan's. Was the big, I think, offender.
I saw nothing.
Yeah. Saw nothing.
You know, it's not for not trying. I believe they're all trying to do the right thing, but the patrons come, they line up, and
you got to make that money, man.
That's where I think he wants those masks on when there are those lines. And
well, I have an analogy with the mask, right? The mask is your insurance policy, right? We're told to purchase auto insurance. I'm getting my insurance plug in here, and then I need to try and what's going on over here in the beaker. Like, this is like legit beaker spirits.
Some science.
But
going
wearing
on.
Your mask is your auto insurance policy, right? We wear it when we're out in public. We have our insurance. The liability helps us while we're out in public. The liability doesn't help you when you're technically parked in your driveway. So when you're home, you're good. When you're out in public, wear your mask. It's your insurance policy. And your insurance policy, your mask also protects you from those that are uninsured and unmasked for the, you know, if somebody comes up to you and sneezes, coughs, does whatever on you. You know, it provides you a little bit of protection in those situations. So liability, insurance, masks, same exact.
All very important.
Excellent analogy. Or was that a metaphor? I don't know. I always confuse the two.
It's something that makes total sense to me, and I hope it makes sense to everybody that's listening here right now.
Either way, get in touch with Aaron.
Let's just do what we got to do, and if you need help with your insurance, I'm your guy, and we can definitely we can make it happen.
And if you need help with your drinking, you got to come to Long Branch Distillery. Yes. What's the deal with the big door? There's a big door.
It
says the big
door
on it.
But we just have this monstrous door in the other room that's up against the wall in the corner. And when it came time for a brand and a label, my grandfather.
Was the door here? Did you find
it?
The door?
And I wish that would have been an even better story.
That's but the story.
It was taken out of a big house.
Okay. So
it was a
big house, big door.
And we needed something to do with it, so we made a label out of it. Damn it.
Did you set this room? We're going to put some pictures up on the Totally Local Instagram, totally_local_podcast. Check us out on Instagram.
It's a lot of underscores.
I know. I didn't set it up. Epic shouts. Leo Mack. He did that. I don't know. He doesn't have a marketing background. Anyway, the building here, it's like you have all these layouts.
I wanted that vibe. Yeah, that speakeasy kind of little vignettes and... You know, you can hang out in your little areas and corners, and we can clear it out as well. If someone wants to do a wedding in here, we can hold up. Pre-COVID.
This is the new normal that we haven't even entered into the new normal yet.
You're right.
Are preparing, you know, and it's like you guys got to think about this stuff. Like this is what it's about. Yeah,
we're a speedboat. We make the quick turns. We're the Titanic. You know, it takes a long time, but you can have cocktails to go. Okay, we've got mason jars, 16 and 8 ounce.
We're in a new
serve cocktails out front. Okay, we got some chairs and some some palm trees, and we're serving cocktails out front.
We're in a new, well, not a new area, but like we're in this area of Long Branch too that seems like to be on the come up. There's brand new buildings, there's old buildings,
yes,
right next to each other. So it seems like people are coming in, and this isn't, we're not on the West End, we're not in like downtown. We're like east, west, downtown, north, west. I don't know. I'm not good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you. We're in the Transit Village.
The Transit Village. We're right outside of the Transit Village on the other side of the railroad tracks.
On the good side of the tracks.
On the good side of the tracks. Tuzio's Italian is right across the street on the diagonal.
Nunzio's.
You got the Butcher Block. You got Nunzio's.
A to Z.
There's a lot of great stuff going on this side of the tracks.
Who knew? That's why I'm glad. You know, we got to learn more about Long Branch on Totally Local. And to start off. We need to have a little sippy sip.
Yes,
this,
let's refresh everybody. I've got
like your beaker,
seven
man.
Cups here, so that's two for me and one for everybody else. This is a limoncello that we made, awesome. And we're still tweaking. We actually just peeled another 25 lemons today.
Thing? Wow.
To color it a little bit further with the peels.
Anthony, but come on here. You got to get some.
This is
Angelo. You want a little sippy
yourself,
sip?
Anthony.
Anthony, Angelo. So,
salud, guys. So, cheers. If you don't like it, you don't have to buy it. But.
So, what separates this from your everyday limoncello?
We made it. And I was mentioning the coloring a lot lighter than what you might typically see, which many limoncellos are artificially colored.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
This one, and you know what? That's why we're putting more peels in, because we do want it a little bit more lemony as well.
More peels, more
but
feels.
That's why it's in a beaker, because it's kind of cool. You know, we measure everything out here, and everything is very precise. It's like science class. It's fun. So we start with 100, 200 milliliters of the limoncello that we distilled. And extracted the lemon color and flavoring, and then we add sugar. So the adding the sugar part is like, how sweet do we want it, and what balance do we want of the lemon to the alcohol to the sugar?
You got some new things popping too. In a week, you said you're going to have some bourbons.
We do. We worked with a distiller out of North Carolina to provide a mash bill for a wheated bourbon and a rye whiskey. Both are whiskeys. Bourbon's a whiskey as well. And those are just about ready, barrel aged, and we'll be bringing those in and bottling them in the next couple of weeks. So in our under our Big Door brand, we'll have four spirits: our delicious gin,
yes,
our very different but also equally delicious wheat vodka, and then we have our corn vodka, which is our first product we came out with. It's along the style of a company that rhymes with Vito's.
Ah,
yes,
gotcha.
And then so the four spirits we'll have under Big Door brand will be the bourbon, the rye, our wheat vodka, and our gin.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just to let everyone know, how can they get in touch with you? Where's the Big Door? How do they get
yeah,
in?
So,
and how do they get it home?
We set up a website through our POS system, lbdistillery.square.site, and that's for online purchasing. where you can buy drinks, cocktails to go, 7 days a week, bottles to go, and schedule curbside pickup here.
This is great.
And then Thursday through Sunday, we're here doing cocktails out front.
Perfect.
We have live music on Saturday.
This is Ron my new Rauzo, favorite place.
Yeah, the jazz trio.
It's got a vibe.
Playing this Saturday, 7 to 10. So come on out, and you could always BYOF. We're not allowed to serve and sell food, but you can certainly bring it in.
Windmill, perhaps?
Or definitely Windmill. Actually, that last week, Tom Baldino was here, who he's the president of the Jersey Shore Jazz and Blues Foundation. We've been working with him to book some talent, and he showed up with his Windmill back. Quite impressed.
What was the nice? See, totally local. People get in touch. It works. People love it. Monmouth and Ocean County. What was that drink you had last week before I let you go?
Spice pineapple.
Oh, the spice pineapple.
So good. Yeah.
That's our number one seller.
Well, I understand
it's
why.
It's our Lighthouse vodka with pineapple, a splash of simple syrup, jalapeno, and mint garnish.
Perfect.
And it's just a perfect blend of all those flavors and melts in your mouth.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Hint, hint, I could go for one right now.
All right. I can shake those up. No problem.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
I'm not going to twist my arm here.
Watch
I'm not
how quick I make those.
I mean, Andrew did title this the happy hour edition, so it's Thursday.
It's the first one.
We're happy.
And it's afternoon,
you
right?
You know, it's afternoon.
So I'm happy.
We're good. I mean, I'm all in on spice pineapple.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, come on, check it out. Come on, Long Branch Distillery. All right, going from drinking and partying into another exciting topic that everybody loves to talk about right around the corner. You didn't take care of it in time, and guess what? Now is the time again. You thought you had time, and you wasted your time. Maybe some people were prepared. Aaron, you were prepared, right? Taxes?
Anthony, was I prepared? Anthony, swing on over here. Anthony Moriello coming on here. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, get on here. Thank you.
Tax deadline
you
coming
much.
Up.
Morning, everybody.
We're going to add in some applause to it after in post.
Laughter soundtrack.
Yeah, let me get these headphones on.
Another thing that makes me want to drink, taxes.
Our tax. But he took away the drinks, I noticed.
I did order some more. We'll see if he shows up with that spiced pineapple.
So he does. Were you, Aaron? Is it okay to disclose if you were or were not?
You can disclose.
Aaron is an ideal tax-paying citizen.
Ideal.
You were ready before the shutdown officially started. So kudos to you in getting your taxes in early.
Responsible citizen.
Responsible tax-paying American. Well done. Well played, my friend. But not everybody. I mean, everybody is. Everybody is. But some have waited until the last minute.
Yeah.
So thanks for having me on, guys. We've got about a week left on the 15th. Mm-hmm. Think of July 15th like April 15th. This is your due date. If you are in need of more time, we could still extend you till October 15th. Traditionally, the IRS does a automatic six-month extension, which brings us from April 15th to October 15th. Now, considering you'd think like, 6 months from now, but no such luck.
Oh, really?
You'll get three.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you let everyone know that's a slacker.
And I shouldn't have done that because
now you got people calling you up now asking you kind of what's going on. So, is there anything, nothing's changed per se in the sense of like, you just need to do your taxes, hand it to a tax professional, get it all worked out. In a sense, there was less going on in these last few months in that regard to where they should really be, they should be on par. They should be ready to go now.
You would think so. Yeah. Yeah.
You would think so.
You would think so. But I think they call it Parkinson's law, that the more time you're given for a project or a task is as much time as you'll take. So I have found that people who have been signed, sealed, delivered, and ready, and taxpayer XYZ, here is your copy of your tax return. Hey, cool. Thank you, Anthony. Now I'm noticing my inventory, and I'm like, hey, taxpayer XYZ, you didn't come back yet. I just reviewed it. I got a couple of questions for you. So, it depends on the individual.
So you're back in your first week of April mode at this point.
Pretty much.
Like grinding it out for this July 15th date.
Without a doubt. You know, and when you superimpose that onto the like you said earlier, that new normalcy of these PPP loans, they've been extended from 8 weeks to 24 weeks. Did you take it under the 8 week program? Do you want to extend it out to 24? When should we apply for forgiveness? All of that is still kind of going on. And now you're injecting all of these mom and pop taxpayers. Yeah, it makes for an exciting time.
Well, talking about the PPP loan, those that took it, SBA just released all of that data.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Right. So they shouted everybody out.
They dropped names.
They dimed everybody out that borrowed. I mean, I think a dollar. Like there was lists out there under 150,000 borrowed and all the way up into the millions. So everybody's out there with all the money that they borrowed, and you've seen some social media storms.
But it's like, why? Like, if there's money, like I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a silly man. I'm on a silly podcast. But like, if the money's out there and you're a business, big or small, why wouldn't you go?
If you're entitled to it, right, and it's theirs and it's yours for the taking, why not take it?
Does that make me on some kind of side of some kind of?
Well, I even look. You know, Mark Cuban did a podcast, and we're going weeks back. You know, they took the PPP. He didn't use it for his personal finances.
Correct.
He used it to pay the salaries of his employees and continue the operations by which he's going. Social media doesn't look at things.
No, they twist it and bend it. You know?
Exactly. And I think, like you said, why carve out a certain industry, a certain size company even, whether they're entitled to this or not?
Yeah.
Because they may employ 100 times more people than I do.
Yeah.
So why exclude them if it means 200 people are going to retain their jobs?
They don't look at it. It's so like, I'm
it's
all
sensationalized.
About, yeah, yeah, like as far as this podcast goes, as far as I'm concerned, I love like local people. I love local businesses. I want to make sure they succeed. And like, it's not, like I said before, it's not about burying your head in the sand or pointing fingers. It's like, we're all in this foxhole and we got to figure out, you know, how to get through this, how to get beyond this.
We've got to navigate through it.
Yeah. So.
And I think one of the other interesting facets of this is the loan forgiveness aspect of the payroll protection program. Because when you look at it, they're allowing you, your covered period is either the 8-week period starting the day you got it for 8 weeks or for 24 weeks. Okay. They're now allowing you up to 10 months from the end of that covered period to apply for forgiveness. Okay. Now on the surface, that might mean, oh, okay, cool. And I've had people whose 8 weeks have been up already, seemingly already, say, okay, I got to put in for my forgiveness. I got to get a forgiveness application, right, which again, the SBA has simplified that on an easy form. Because prior to that, the application was about 12 pages.
Oh man.
And it's not simply like, oh, hey, yeah, I use it all for payroll and my rent. They want details, you know? But now we want to press pause a moment and think about it and say, listen, if we've got 10 months before we have to forgive this, what we know about it is cancellation of debt traditionally is taxable to you. So if you owe money to American Express because you bought a flat screen TV, if American Express and you settle that debt for less or even nothing, the cancellation of that debt becomes an IRS views that as your income.
Mm.
Hey, American Express just gave you a $1,000 TV. We're going to tax you on it.
Wow.
Okay. So we know that the forgiveness of this loan is not taxable. Okay. That's a phenomenal thing. However, if you've received a loan that is forgivable, those associated expenses that you paid for with the loan are not deductible. Okay. So in essence, the IRS gave you, let's say, or SBA arbitrarily gave you $100,000. You used it to pay your payroll. Okay. SBA and the IRS both agree, hey, that's forgivable. You did what you said you'd do with it. We're not going to tax you on the forgiveness of that. However, cannot deduct the cost of those employees on your tax return.
That's why you got to call Anthony, because like
so ironically, it's two negatives.
Yeah.
It's like the receiving of it is not taxable, but you lose the benefit of writing off your normal annual salaried employees. So
what's the net effect?
Yeah, the net effect is pretty much it's taxable. Yeah, it's a duck that's quacking, you know.
Whoa.
But you know, so this is where I come in and say, hey, wait, let's press pause, because a lot of people want this behind them. So the secondary 8-week period was up. They're flooding us. Like, I want to put in for my forgiveness applications. Knowing that we've got 10 months on our side, let's stop for a second. If you don't request that is forgiven, it's on the books as a loan. Okay. If I trip over the December 31st to 12th, look at this.
Thank God, just in time.
I forgot what I was saying.
Except they only see two martini glasses.
Yeah, he's going to drink his out of this. So yeah.
Yeah, it's both for him.
Let's wait for it.
So if I'm able to extend that forgiveness over the December 31st year end, Okay. Let's say we put in forgiveness January 2nd, 2021. Now you've received a loan with which you've paid your employees.
Huh?
You didn't put in for forgiveness this year. So receiving the loan is not taxable. It's a loan that should be paid back. You paid your employees without claiming that you're going to ask for forgiveness. Everybody's eye is on this mint, man. That smells delicious, man. You crush that up. No, I don't apologize to me.
Oh, please, guess first.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that, man. So strategically, we might want to say, hey, let's look at your figures. Now, we might want to rush and put the forgiveness in this year because maybe your sales are down. So maybe we want to capitalize on your sales being down, the forgiveness of the loan, but you don't need to write off your salaries because your sales are down anyway.
Uh-huh.
Or quite the opposite. We might want to say, hey, let's project into next year. Let's not put forgiveness. We got 10 months. Let's not put into forgiveness this year. Let's forgive it next year. That then, we're forgiving the loan. It's still not a taxable occurrence. The salaries we have paid the year before, so we've strategically kind of kicked that can down the road and said, hey, this is something we're going to have to deal with next year. We know there's $100,000 of salaries that we've got to account for.
Is there a difference between, like, as you're explaining this, is there a difference between what somebody in New Jersey would do in order to handle this versus other states? Like, is this specific?
Not at all.
So yeah. When you're talking, like, because you deal with clients, you have clients in New York, you have clients in New Jersey, mm-hmm. you're kind of doing it on a case-by-case basis. You're saying, you know, if X is true, then do it now. If Y is true, then do it next year.
Correct. The beauty of this is that the SBA and the IRS, these are all federal agencies. So it doesn't matter what state you're in. The law is the law.
Yeah.
So the tax benefits and the breaks and the planning take place no matter what state you're living in.
This is like, I'm so glad you're on
it's
this
heavy.
Planet.
Thank you much for saying that.
You should be having your own like courses and videos explaining it to dullards like me on a regular basis.
And you know what the problem with that would have been?
I start to like glaze over.
Yeah. The problem with that would have been they've changed these. This has been a moving target. So
wild.
What we had discussed prior to had changed. Originally, now this is the Payroll Protection Program. If you had gone for the Economic PPP. Disaster Loan, the PPP, if you had gone for the EIDL, that's a loan. There's no forgiveness. It's a straight out loan that is due
back. Why would somebody pick that over the PPP?
Maybe you don't have payroll.
Okay.
Or get both.
Or you're entitled to both, you know.
Wow.
Through the course of the application process, they have changed, literally, and you would think like, hey, if we're sitting down to play a game of Clue, and my little guy does this, but he's six.
Yeah.
He changes the rules as he goes. You know, he's going to peek into like, you know, Professor Plum and he's going to know that going into the game.
So our government is like a six-year-old, basically.
Playing Clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. That's how I felt in the beginning.
Pretty much.
All right. Just confirm.
So besides Clue, what I heard is we're either going to pay now or pay later. I mean,
you're going to pay.
We're going to pay our taxes on the forgiveness. The forgiveness, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there any like similarities? Like to right now, it's crazy. It's hectic. But there's been points in my lifetime where things have been crazy and hectic. Certain instances that have happened, you know, Sandy, 9/11, economic collapse, like the mortgage crisis, all this stuff, you know, is what I like to tell people is like, you have to look back at history and be like, A, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom in the media and there is a lot of scary things going on. But you also have to remember that like, we're going to make it through this. Like you have to realize that bad things have happened in the past and we're still here. You know, is there any like inkling or similarities between what we're at now in these beginning stages of the new normal? Thank you so much.
Look at that.
And I don't want to say no and throw down like that, you know, because even considering, do you want to press pause and I'll do a quick, thanks man. Cause this has been calling my name since you brought it up.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, General. Yeah. Cheers, Aaron.
Ooh.
Cheers. Everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
What is the name of this?
It's a spiced pineapple martini.
Wow. Oh man.
That is delicious.
It's a taste explosion, people, and you really got to get down here.
That is delicious.
Order it online. We have the URL, so like, oh man.
That's delicious.
Okay, keep going.
So to answer your question, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. And then the other problem is, look, the government was tasked with, I don't want to call it a bailout, but an assistance program. All right. We've got 36 million people unemployed. We got to help those people. So what do? They come up with a plan where they say, hey, federally, we're going to give everybody who applies for and is eligible for unemployment, we're going to help them out with an extra $600 per week. We think that's fair. It's even for the first time in for what I think is history, even the self-employed people may now collect unemployment, although they've never formally paid into the unemployment systems. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the IRS or the feds are saying now, we're going to bail out these unemployed people. In essence, paying them, obviously, to be unemployed. Okay. Unemployment insurance, Aaron, that's your bag of insurance. Okay. Maybe not unemployment
throw
insurance.
That, throw that bag out.
So now the IRS or this SBA or the feds are also saying, guys, we have a situation here. All of these small businesses are forced to close. We've got to incentivize. We got to bail them out as well. We got to help them as well. What do they come up with? This payroll protection program saying, Aaron, here's again, arbitrarily, here's $100,000. If used for payroll and you meet these criteria, certain thresholds, we're going to forgive that for you. Now, what happens with this tug of war? You've got somebody making unemployment. Which in Jersey might be $700 a week, plus another $600 from the feds. They're making $1,300 a week staying home being unemployed. Small business owner like here, here's some money. Get these people back. These people are saying, dude, unless you could match or be more than what I'm making to stay home on my sofa, why go back?
I was talking to a local business, it was a dentist office. And I was talking to them about, the PPP and then the unemployment and all this stuff.
I think I saw that, yeah.
And they were saying how, well, you know, the people don't want to come in. They want raises and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but what about when stuff runs out and you get to hire somebody? Like, are you going to want people that are so, like, just not loyal? I understand that they want to make as much money as possible, but in a sense, it's kind of short-sighted.
It's absolutely.
Because people are going to be like, you know, remember how you didn't want to come back? Well, you don't have to.
6 months from now, you're going to have the pick of the litter. You're going to be one of 36 million people re-entering the workforce. And as it is now, July 31st, that extra $600 goes away.
Yeah.
So the first blow is going to be struck. Only to be, I mean, Jersey just extended unemployment 59 weeks. I mean, that's crazy. But you are going to be in the masses of people now looking for work. And if you had knocked on my door when I needed you, if you failed me, you know, would I take you back? That's a great question.
Yeah.
So the question is that $600 a week, that's also taxable.
These are income. All taxable.
So this correct. Is this could push certain people into a higher tax bracket.
Especially if, like we said in my example earlier, you may be making $1,300 a week now, where maybe prior to you were making $800 or $900. So absolutely. Now, yes and no. If that does end,
that's your answer to everything. You're like a lawyer.
Correct.
The answer is maybe. Yeah.
That $600 goes away the end of July. You know. So if you're now going back to making less than you did. Now you have half a year earning a little bit more. The other half of the year, maybe earning a lot less or a few hundred dollars less. You may average out, but I do think that people don't aren't really expecting you're going to get hit with a tax bill. You know. Now the other
I'm used to a tax bill.
You so are I, used you to know, it, yeah, yeah.
And I don't get an extra $600 a week unless I earn it. But
the flip side of this is even if you're hit with a tax bill, it's going to be less than if those were wages because you're not paying Social Security or Medicare on this. So you're saving 7.65% in one aspect because you're paying an income tax on it. If you want to continue to drink as
I'm not hesitating. I'm savoring
what we've got going on here.
Yeah. So
it's definitely a conundrum to answer your question. We'll definitely survive this. We'll get out of it. To me, when you look at something like Sandy, there's a casualty and theft form that we're able to use on a tax return. Mm-hmm. With the tax reform, that had changed. So no longer are we able to claim a casualty or a theft on your return unless it's a natural disaster area or declared a disaster area by the president.
Well, and that's kind of like what I was talking about. As far as the new normal, I think really from a very ignorant perspective of it, I at least know that the new normal is still upon us. Like, it's, we're not in it right now. Like, the governor can't even decide what's going on. Like, people are going out to Donovan's armpit to armpit, partying, fist pumping, going out. Governor sees a picture, changes the game, releases these new rules. People don't understand them. People are in an uproar. So we're not even in the new normal yet. And there's a lot of things going on that, like, it doesn't matter if you're the CEO or just on the bottom rung of a company, corporation, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're taking employment or unemployment. It doesn't matter if you're doing the PPP. It doesn't matter, like, all this stuff. You really got to – if you're not prepared, right, am I going to be in a year from now? I don't want to the people that are prepared, you know?
So I'm going to speak to that preparation. And we've been talking about this since my first visit to the Totally Local podcast. Sterfitz, thank you. Sorry.
I love it.
But we've been talking about being prepared since the beginning, and preparation changes. And some businesses are able to pivot, allowed to sell to-go packaged goods. He had, you know, the mason jars ready to go. Then it was, you're allowed to open up outside and have seats outside, and life is good. The next day, you know, he put those seats outside. So a lot of small businesses are able to pivot and, you know, do what they can do to best serve their clientele. So that's what we have to keep doing. And with PPP, we keep pivoting, right? So if you accepted money, you have to then just keep pivoting as the rules change and work with that professional that can help you along the way, right? Your insurance professional, your tax professional, your legal professional. You know, find those good consultants, those good professionals, and have them in your corner for whenever something changes. We've spoken to mortgage professionals, attorneys, right? We've been all along. You've been learning so much along the way.
Yeah, I've learned. I don't know what's going on. I learned, you know? I need help in more than one way.
And we can rely on so many great professionals like Anthony to help us with our tax position for this year, next year. What do we do? Do we take relief now? Do we wait till 21 to take relief and kind of visit, you know, that value proposition is amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, with every crisis, with every problem that comes up, there's solutions. And like I said, there's for better or worse, there's opportunities on that. When I think back to the mortgage crisis, I think about, you know, relatives that had to deal with that. I learned through that you have to have paperwork in line. You have to have duplicates and copies of everything, no matter what you're doing. You have to stay on it, like, constantly. That goes, like, throughout life. You know, that's something that I learned from that. You have to stay on top of it, because no one's going to help you unless you're helping yourself. And also from that, you know, people lost their homes, which is really, really, really sad. But then other people came in and they took advantage of it. Like, they came in, and it's kind of like the unemployment versus the PPP. People came in, saw an opportunity, and found properties to buy, like, for better or worse, for everybody. You know, there were also people that, like, you know, companies were formed, foreclosure cleanouts. People formed, they had no money, their job was gone. They figured out a way of being like, all right, people need these houses that were foreclosed on, need them cleaned out. I worked for one of the companies. It was gross, but I made money, you know? Then you have, like, Sandy come along, okay? You have your house, you figure out what you're doing, everything's settled, and your house gets destroyed. My mom's house in Seabright was completely destroyed. Like, it was messed up. And I had to go in. Epic shouts to Woody's and Seabright. They were feeding people during all that through the kindness of their heart. I'll never forget that. Had to come in, had to clean out your house. There was a lot of BS contractors that came in from out of state.
Carpet baggers.
Yeah, it was really hard to find people to help. It taught me how you got to really, like, research and look and really find out what people are about. You know, and also at the same time, you know, through my mom being ever vigilant and staying up on the whole, you know, on the whole fixing her house, making sure all the loans were in place, all the forgiveness was in place, staying on top of that, she fixed her house up. And as prices went up, as the economy went up, she sold her house and moved on to bigger and better things. So, like, you know, it's not ideal, and it's never what, you know, you kind of expect. And that kind of is what I learned from all this, is, like, you have to really kind of expect the unexpected. And when things throw you a curveball, you have to really be like, all right, how am I going to hit this curveball out of the park? I know it's coming. So what can I do in order to, like, you know, you can't prepare, but you can, you know, brace yourself for this kind of stuff.
You know, and it's funny, speaking off of that, I read an article 2 weeks ago or so, and it's kind of like the Robin Hood effect of the stock market. You know, you've had Hertz, you've had companies declaring bankrupt, but their stocks went up 120% because, you know, and again, I don't want to classify a whole group of people, but you have maybe people who are collecting all of this money, no malls to spend it at, deciding to open up a Robinhood account, unnaturally inflating the stock prices of a company who's declaring bankruptcy, day trading, and you have day traders all over again.
Yeah.
So again, like you're saying, there's opportunity abound. I'm not proposing go be a day trader.
Yeah, don't do it. But, you don't know what you're doing. Don't do it. I bought one share of Zoom though, and I was right. Did at the beginning, I made $100.
Double down on the share of
Zoom. I was like, Zoom, people are using this. So I'm holding on to that one share. People are laughing at me. They're laughing at me then. Now they're laughing at me because they're like, why didn't you buy more? I'm like, you know what? A few months ago, you were telling me I was silly for buying one. So I'll take my victory. Thank you.
Are you allowed to buy one share of stock?
On Robinhood,
you
can. Yeah, it's you know, that's open up a silly account and they're like, all right, you don't know what you're doing. I'm like, no, I don't. I have no idea. But Zoom, everyone's going to be using it. So now, next time, maybe I'll buy more. Anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's like I said, it's unprecedented. I just hope that people don't fall into these traps. I know somebody. I was driving around and I had to borrow somebody's car, you know, maybe a week ago, and you know, just to go to the store real quick, and I hop in their car and I'm driving and they're listening. I'm not going to say what news they were listening to, but they were listening to the news. And by the time I got from my house to the corner store, I heard like 8 sad, scary, depressing, frightening stories all on the way there. And I'm like, listen, you gotta shut this stuff off. If you wanna hustle and be ready for this thing, you know, that's, we don't know what's coming, but like you gotta kind of tune that stuff out. Yes, there are bad things, but please focus on the positive. Please realize that you need to take that time and that mindset and like refocus it into something positive. If you're worried about the future, talk to Aaron, okay? He'll get you ready with insurance. If you're worried about your business and you don't know what's going on with your money, please talk to Anthony. He's going to help you with your taxes. Don't just listen to the negativity that's out there and not prepare, you know, for anything. Like that's you know, that's my advice.
That's great.
Bravo, you know, man. Well said.
Well, I mean, this has been great. Do you guys have anything to add?
Listen, I'm just happy to be here. Thank you to Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
This is a great opportunity. Delicious, yeah. Man.
This is delicious.
This is the best way to get free advice. You invite your advisor onto a podcast, and then they give you everything without charging you.
Yeah. Fantastic. And please,
and
everyone,
then you give them drinks, and you get even more.
I don't have the comments in front of me, but if people are commenting, asking questions, I'll get it to, you know, Aaron, Anthony, whoever. And I appreciate everybody listening. I got like a 50-50 split. Some people like, you know, the silly fun, Andrew. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, ha, 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 you know. And then other people are like, wow, I really like the informative stuff because I don't know what the hell's going on. And then me and you are in the same boat, trust me. I really want to thank Ming from A Shared Universe Podcast Studio. He really kind of set this all. I think this looks great. Not only, you know, the ambiance is here, but Ming really captured it and fortified it. And I want to thank Angelo, Mr. Fifth Round, Gingerelli in the background, really kind of helping kind of take shots and kind of see what's going on, you know, all around us to just kind of capture that whole vibe of what it is. Aaron, what do you got going on this week? What are you doing to stay safe and have fun?
I didn't check the weather, so I'm not sure, but there'll definitely be some beach and some golf in my very near future. You know, I tried to bring my staff back to work this week. It was, I don't want to call it an epic failure, but it wasn't great.
What did they say?
So we're gonna circle back to it. You know, coming back from when you're working from home for the last 4 months or so, kind of like the haircut thing,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't as fresh coming back to the office as I thought it was going to be. So, you know, we backtracked. Everybody went back home remote. Everybody's productive from home on my team. So I think we're going to be okay. And we'll just keep revisiting it. So, you know, their accountability, my accountability, it is what it is. And I love my team and I think they're going to do a great job continuing to be remote for the next period of time. But for the weekend, you know, we got some golf and some beach and some pool and hopefully the weather stays good.
Anthony, what you got going on?
Fantastic, man. My little guy just turned 15 yesterday.
Oh, shout out
to Lorenzo. Yeah.
Epic shout, so, Lorenzo.
We will continue Lorenzo's celebration over the weekend.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yes. Perfect. Yeah, and kind of like talking about what Aaron was saying, like he really inspired me. I didn't get the haircut yet, but I was really trimming my. I'm like, I gotta trim.
Any Vedder than Jesus. if I can.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might keep it. It might be a man bun. Some people like the man bun. I don't know. But I was, you know, getting ready to get over here. Got ready, you know, running around traffic, whatever. And just as a metaphor, you know, I'm driving over here. And then I just make sure, check in the mirror, and I realize I trimmed my mustache, but I did it uneven. It's like a little longer on one side,
oh yeah,
a little shorter on the other. And I'm like, you see it?
Yeah. It's a strainer for the martini, man.
Exactly.
There's a mint leaf hanging out.
So I'm driving, and I'm like, oh, wow, I look like an idiot. What am I going to do? And I'm like, you know what? You got to roll with it. Today, this is the new normal. Andrew has an uneven mustache.
Nobody noticed until you pointed it out.
Yeah, no. Well, I want people to know that, you know, even
and what's funny, Aaron, I saw that this morning you got a haircut. I saw that on Facebook. When I came in, I was like, was that an old picture? Because, dude... You look fantastic, but it looks like it grew back already.
Right? Yeah, I think it's a quick growing. I'll blame the humidity. Yeah. It's the humidity.
We really need the, you know, we need the. We're gonna start we're gonna see out there what people think if Aaron should have the mustache again. If you're more willing to buy insurance with the mustache without the mustache.
Now we have to find a February picture of Anthony with his long white beard.
Yeah,
you know, looking a little rough.
You know, you don't know. Maybe the beard would like, you know, oh wow, he knows what he's doing. He's got a big, you know, long beard. Or people might say, wow, I'm not trusting that man.
You never know.
No, he looks like a thug.
Pretty much like a street thug. Yeah, street thug. Right?
Oh, man. All right, well, I think we've pretty much covered everything. Ming, you know, thanks a lot. Thanks for doing all this stuff.
Awesome.
Angelo, thanks for helping out. I can't see the lights anywhere. But Anthony, you know, once again, thanks for having me, you know, on here. It's nice to be in person. You know, I do appreciate the Zoom versus the in-person. They both have their benefits. Aaron, as always, we did it again.
Where are we going to be next week?
Oh, man, where are we going to be next week? I thought we were doing...
We're Zoom next week. We're going to go early with Brett Morgan from CoWorks next week.
Is that the 30th or is that...
Man. On the 30th, we're going to be at the Chubby Pickle in the Highlands.
There we go. We have Brett next week.
Brett next week.
And then we have the Chubby Pickle in Highlands. My hometown, H-Town. I love Highlands.
There we go.
Oh, man. I'm from the lowlands of the Highlands. I went to OLPH. It's not even open anymore. You know? Shout out, Sister Carmelisa. Shout out, Sister Teresa. Shout out, Sister Vicky. Didn't know that a whale is not a fish, but that's okay. I remember those things. Anyway, everyone, have a good week. TotallyLocalPodcast.com, Instagram, totally_local_podcast, or Totally Local Podcast on Facebook. Check us out. Thanks for everybody being out there. I'm going to sip the rest of this and then, you know, go home. Safely.